God bless you. God bless you as you tune in. Hallelujah. We are speaking about the end of the age. The end of the age. Praise God. Of course, when people hear these things, they expect, you know, great events externally to occur. People expect some kind of change on the outward of this physical creation. Something that they can observe with their eyes. Something that they can feel. You see, but Peter says that the day of the Lord comes like a thief. Praise God. Even also Paul says this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 2. That the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. I want you to realize that a thief comes without being noticed. A thief enters into a place, does what he wants to do without being noticed, and it goes off without being noticed. See, that is how the day of the Lord is. The day of the Lord is no different. Praise God. The day of the Lord is something that occurs, you know, in the consciousness of man. It dawns on the consciousness of man. The end of the age is all about consciousness. Praise God. Jesus Christ says the kingdom of God does not come by observation. Of course, we realize that the coming of the God's kingdom, or the coming of the new age, is synonymous with the end of the world, is synonymous with the coming of Christ. Because the coming of Christ marks the end of this age. But this thing does not come by observation. It's not something that you can say, there it is or there it is. It is something that occurs within each of us individually as we awaken to a new consciousness. Praise God. Don't let consciousness scare you. You know, when people hear the word consciousness, it kind of looks philosophical. It kind of looks, you know, new age or something. But I want you to realize that consciousness has got to do with the mind. Consciousness has got to do with the thoughts. You just realize that every single man is a manifestation of thoughts. Praise God. Proverbs, let's see it. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Praise God. That which manifests itself as a man is simply a function of the thought. See, you manifest what you think you are. Praise God. The fruits that you display, your attributes, your characteristics and all that is simply a product of your thought. It's a thought. It's a product of your thoughts. It's your thoughts being made manifest. Praise God. So consciousness and the thoughts and the mind are one. Praise God. That is why Paul says that let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. See this in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. He says, let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Now, just listen to this. It says that let that mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let that mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. It's a mind that thinks it not robbery to be equal with God. In other words, what Paul is saying is that Jesus put on the mind of God. Praise God. The mind of Christ is the mind of God. That is the mind of him that lives forever. That is the mind of the creator of the heaven and earth. That is the mind of the invisible one, without beginning, without end. That is the mind of the invisible, incorruptible, hallelujah, perfect one who dwells in light. Let that mind be in you. He's saying that let that consciousness be in you. Praise God. And because of this consciousness that was in Jesus Christ, he was able to humble himself to the death of the cross. Now, the death of the cross is simply putting an end of the old man. Like I told you, that old man is a product of your thoughts, of your carnal mind. The man of the flesh, the old man, which goes into destruction, which is being dissolved at the revelation of Christ, is a product of our thoughts. If you pick up the cross, you are putting to death that old man with his thoughts. You are, first of all, it starts off by subjecting the mind to Christ. Hallelujah. Pulling down those thoughts, those imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Those thoughts that exalt themselves against the consciousness that is Christ consciousness, which is that consciousness of God, knowing that I am equal with God. Let that mind be in you. Let that be a change in your mind, a renewal in your mind. Praise God. This is what he's saying. Praise God. This is the born again process that we have been hearing it again and again. Born again, born again, born again. Being born again is not a matter of just going up to the pulpit and confessing before a pastor. Being born again is not just a matter of, you know, putting stickers on your car that I'm born again. It's not about trying to be a good man. It's about a change in mind. See, the fleshy carnal mind, the mind that has limited you to being a mortal man, a natural man of the earth, is substituted for that mind of Christ, which is actually the mind of God. Is that mind that does not, you know, think it robbery to be equal with God. It says that I am one with the Father. I and the Father are one. Now, he's not saying that the Father is here and he's not saying that I and the Father are in one accord, but rather he's saying I and the Father are one. It is one mind, one consciousness. Praise God. So when you say you are born again, it's all about a change in heart, a change in your mind, your thought faculties. Praise God. It is that conversion from the flesh and blood mentality to that of spirit, which is the Lord. The Lord is the spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the consciousness of the new age. Of course, don't let the word new age make you afraid, eh? New age has got nothing to do with groups. It has got nothing to do with a religious gathering or whatever. Hallelujah. New age is the world, is the dimension that new consciousness of Christ avails to you. As you put on the new consciousness, as you put on Christ consciousness, as you let that mind that was in Christ Jesus dominate you, take a hold of you, you find yourself entering into a new creation, a new heavens and a new earth. Praise God. Let's quickly turn our books, Bible, to the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 11. Now this is the Apostle John. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no mercy. Praise God. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Hallelujah. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountains of the waters of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Praise God. Now, listen carefully to these words. He's talking about the new age. See, Paul has always often spoke about the ages to come in Christ. The worlds to come. Praise God. Upon we whom the ends of the world has come. You know, upon we whom the ends of the world has come. You know that if you are being gathered in Christ, if you are awakening from the dead, if you are beginning to hear and perceive the words of the Spirit in this hour, you know that the end has come upon you. Hallelujah. And when this end comes upon you, a new beginning also dawns upon you. A new age, a new heavens and a new earth. Praise God. Because the former is dissolved. The former is consumed. Hallelujah. By the fire of God's truth and judgment. Praise God. Now all this change, this new heavens and the new earth, like we said, is realized in our consciousness. It's realized in us. It's all about our minds. It's all about a new reality, a new realm, a new dimension of perfect peace and harmony in the God. Praise God. A new dimension where hell, death, and all that thing does not exist. Where there is no pain, no more sorrow. Hallelujah, praise God. The Bible says emphatically that there was no more sea in that city. No more sea in this new heaven and this new earth. Hallelujah. No more sea. No more turbulence. You know when you have the sea never rests. There's always turbulence in the sea. One moment you are up, one moment you are, the next moment you are down. It's a realm of instability. Where people drown constantly into the realm of death. It's a continuous sinking away from the reality of all truth. Praise God. No more sea. See, when Jesus Christ walked on the sea, he was demonstrating that in that consciousness that he walked in, there is no sea. No more sea. See, Jesus Christ walked perfectly still upon those waves of the water. Why? Because there is no sea in that consciousness he walked in. Jesus Christ walked in the reality of the new heavens and the new earth. That is why he could do the things that no man could do. Hallelujah. That is why, you know, even Nicodemus could walk up to him at night and say, I can discern that you are not just an ordinary man. because he was a product of that new heaven and the new earth. He walked in that consciousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus Christ had put on that mind, which thinks it not robbery to be equal with God. Jesus Christ did not walk as a mortal. He did not walk as a man. He did not walk as flesh and blood. Hallelujah. He walked in that pure consciousness of the eternal spirit, which we know is the Lord, for the Lord is the spirit, and the spirit is the Lord. Praise God. God is spirit, and those who will worship God, we worship him in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. If you want to worship God, you'll be putting on the mind of Christ. Praise God. That is the only way you can honor God, by putting on that mind that was in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, there's something I want us to note in this Revelation chapter 1. Praise God, in verse 5. He says, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new." I make all things new. Now, this is consciousness. Hallelujah. I make all things new. Is consciousness. It is the thought of Christ. It is the consciousness of Christ. That is the I. Praise God. That is the I, the consciousness that is enthroned on the throne of God and rules over all. Praise God. And that is the consciousness of the new age that is in Christ. This is the consciousness that every man who begins to awaken to the reality of Christ puts on. Praise God. So in reality, making all things new and making all things beautiful occurs simply as we put on the consciousness of I, which is Christ. We have to put on the consciousness of the Eternal One, the consciousness of Him that lives forever, the consciousness of the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. The Alpha and the Omega introduces Himself as the Almighty God in the book of Revelation chapter 1. And he introduces himself as the one that lives forever. He introduces himself as the beginning and the end. Praise God. And John saw that it was a company. The Alpha and Omega is not just one man somewhere in the heaven. It represents a multitude of people who walk in one consciousness, in singleness of mind. They operate with the same mind. That mind that was in Christ Jesus. Praise God. That is why John heard a multitude, a voice of a multitude, a voice of many waters. Praise God. John saw this Alpha and the Omega standing in the midst of seven golden candlesticks, which represent the church. The church is indivisible. From the Alpha and the Omega, the church is one with the Alpha and the Omega. The church represents the body of Christ. And they are one. There's no body of Christ here and a head there. They are one. One indivisible body. Hallelujah. Ruling and reigning in God. God expects that every man awakes into the reality of the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. The trumpet that sounds at the end of the age. Hallelujah. There is a trumpet sounding, which is the evangel. It is the call of the Spirit awakening the saints who have been sleeping in the ignorance of Adam. It's a call awakening people to the consciousness of the Alpha and the Omega. See, he has come to gather those who have been lost, the lost sheep. The lost sheep are those who have strayed into the darkness of this world. See, they have strayed and put on the consciousness of mortal man. See, that is the serpent mind. That is the mind that crawls on the dust. That is the mind that is subject to vanity. That is the mind that is annihilated from the life of God. See, the work of the Spirit is to redeem man and to gather man back into that consciousness. Hallelujah. He has come to restore our sanity by giving us the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. So that we can inherit the totality of the glory that we lost in Adam. That lost glory in Adam is the glory of the Alpha and the Omega. It is that perfection of the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. It is that lightning personality whose eyes burn like fire. Hallelujah. Whose feet, you know, was as, you know, brass placed in a furnace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who had this long white hair. Praise God. Hallelujah. And out of whose mouth went out a sword, double-edged sword. That is the image of you and I in the beginning. That is the image of you and I in the resurrection. That is the image of you and I in the new age. And it's only by this image, it's only as we put on this new consciousness, this new image, that we can enter into the new heavens and the new earth. That is why it says, I make all things new. I that sit on the throne. Hallelujah. Isn't it promised that if you overcome, that you shall sit on the throne? Let's talk quickly in the book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and I will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. Hallelujah. Praise God. He that has ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Hear the mysteries of the kingdom as it is being announced this hour. Say it. If you can allow the Spirit of God come in and commune with you, if you can allow the Father commune with you and begin to remind you of things forgotten. Because when the Father enters to commune with you, all he does is to glorify you back to that state that you had in the Alpha and the Omega in the beginning. See, the Father wants all men to see the mystery of Christ and be converted back into Christ. Praise God. Those who commune with the Father. Hallelujah. Those who sup with the Father. Hallelujah. Will be granted the right to return back to rule and reign in Christ as it is in the beginning. These are the ones that ascend and sit on the throne. Praise God. Why do they sit on the throne? Because they put on the image of the Alpha and the Omega. They have had a change in consciousness. Praise God. These ones have had a change in the mind. Praise God. That's why it is no longer I but Christ. It is no longer I, the man of the flesh, I, born some years ago in this world, but rather I, the Alpha and the Omega, who is from the beginning, who lived forever. Praise God. It is no longer I but Christ. Praise God. It's no longer I, but the Alpha and the Omega. This is the consciousness that we put on. This is the consciousness that opens the door to a new age, a new heavens and a new earth. No more sorrow, no more death, no more pain, no more fear. You walk in the reality of the beauty and the glory bestowed upon you from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Change your mind. Hallelujah. Be converted in your minds. Let that mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Let that mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. A man that is equal to God. Praise God. That infinite mind of God. And I tell you, the thoughts of God are higher than the thoughts of men. For he said that my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways, you know, much higher and bigger than your ways. The mind of God is a purely spiritual mind. He's not an earthly minded, you know, creature like men. See, he feels all in all. He's pure spirit. Hallelujah. And he cannot be drawn to the lusts and the temptations that men, mortal men, are drawn into. Because his spirit, he dwells in a dimension, unchanging dimension, in the infinite. And this is where we are being gathered into in Christ. This is the I consciousness. I make all things new. Praise God. To him that overcomes, inherits all things. I am the Alpha and Omega. That is consciousness. That is the new mind, the new identity that every man walks in. Praise God. And it is right now. Hallelujah. You just have to mix these things with faith and begin to walk in it. This is the new confession. By your confession, you are saved. He that confesses me before men, see, will I confess before my Father in heaven? It's by our confession. We confess what is in our mind, isn't it? What is in your mind is what you confess. See, your consciousness is what you confess. What is in your consciousness? What is in your mind is what you confess. Confess Christ, and you shall be saved. The word is in your mouth. The revelation is in you. Hallelujah. Let this confession, the word of your testimony, open a new door. Hallelujah. Into paradise. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? I make all things new. I, the Alpha and the Omega. I, who lives forever. Praise God. I, who has been throughout all generation and who will always be. Praise God. All things new. No more sorrow. Hallelujah. No more poverty consciousness. No more inferiority complexness. Hallelujah. No more fear of death. Because death is destroyed in this consciousness. This consciousness destroys death. Praise God. This consciousness of the Alpha and Omega, I, dissolves the mythology of death. Praise God. Because I am immortal, I am incorruptible, and I live forever. Nothing, nothing can change who I am or can snatch away my glory, because I am eternal in the heavens. Praise God. This is the new consciousness that those who enter into the new heavens and the new earth that is reserved for those who love God, hallelujah, attain to. Amen. A new heavens and a new earth. This is God's kingdom reserved for the righteous, reserved for those who love God. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Christ, all died. Sorry, in Adam, which is the man of the flesh, all died, but in Christ, all are made alive and do enter into a new dispensation, the end of the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's quickly turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 22. Praise God. Thank God for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Hallelujah. The books are being opened. We are beginning to understand things hidden from the foundation of the world. We are beginning to understand our true nature. Amen. We are beginning to awaken our minds from all sense of, you know, material living, all sense of mortality, praise God, when we are beginning to put on that consciousness of Christ, because Christ is our true identity. Hallelujah. Praise God. I make all things new. Hallelujah. This is the consciousness of the new age, the new world. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits. Afterwards, they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end. Now listen. Now the end marks the beginning of the new age. The end is reference to the end of this world. See, it's the end of the old. Remember that he was revealed from heaven to put an end to the old. See, he did not come to make, to continue the old. He didn't come to better this world. He didn't come to make us better mortals. Rather, he has come to put an end to the old. Hallelujah. And to, by putting an end to the old, he's ushering us into the new. Praise God. Now, this is where many people are missing what the gospel is all about. Many people are not attracted to the reality of the gospel because they discover that he's not here to further your cause upon the earth. He's not here to promote your flesh. He's not here to heal your flesh so that you continue as a mortal and continue doing what you want as a mortal, to continue in the ignorance of the flesh, but rather he has come to put an end to the old and usher in the new. Praise God. Then come at the end. The end of your world as a mortal. The end of the old consciousness. See, Paul says, it's no longer I, but Christ. Because Paul realized that the end had come upon him. The flash of lightning he received on the way to Damascus marked the end of Paul. And he marked the resurrection of a new man in a new world, a new dimension. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then come at the end, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24. Then come at the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, hallelujah, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that is to be destroyed is what? Is death. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's stop here for now. The end comes. Hallelujah. The end is now. And God has trampled underneath his feet the enemies. The enemies of God represent those thoughts, those reasoning of men. Is the carnal mind that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. That mind is brought to an end through the gospel. That mind is brought to an end through the ministration of the Spirit, through the illumination that comes from the revelation of Christ in us. Hallelujah. What is happening is that Christ is reigning in us, and he has put underneath his feet everything that is contrary to the mind of Christ. Praise God. That mind of Christ, we have defined it as that mind that is equal with God. That mind that is God's. That crystal clear spiritual mind That is God's mind. That is the mind of Christ. See, so in us, it puts everything under the feet. Every enemy, everything that is contrary to the mind of Christ is put under the feet of Christ. Hallelujah. All this is happening in us. You remember in the book of Revelation, Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2 or 3, it says that the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. Now, that is the putting underneath the feet of the Alpha and Omega. Apparently, the feet of the Alpha and Omega in the book of Revelation chapter 1 appeared like brass that was placed in the furnace. It was glowing. Hallelujah. Glowing with fire. Praise God. That is the feet with which it dissolves the lie of the devil in every man. That is the feet with which it dissolves the serpent mind, carnality. That is the thing that has subjected man to mortality and death. That carnal man, carnality. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, when the carnal mind is no more, there is no more death. There is no more sin consciousness. There is nothing like separation from God. Praise God. You discover yourself ruling and reigning in Eden. You discover yourself ruling and reigning in a new dispensation, in a new heavens and in a new earth. This is the new age in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. No more death, no more pain, no more sorrow. Because I walk in the consciousness of the Alpha and Omega. I make all things new. All things are passed away. Hallelujah. The all things concerning sorrow, emotional pain, bitterness, all these things are over. Because all things are new by virtue of the fact that I am awake in Christ. I am awake in consciousness. Hallelujah. In Adam, we all died. Hallelujah. In Adam, we put on the consciousness of the serpent, which is the consciousness of mortal man. In Adam, we put on the consciousness of death. In Adam, we put on that mind that caused it robbery to be equal with God. Hallelujah. You know when Jesus Christ says, I am the Father and one? You know that the Jews took up stones to stone him and to kill him? Why do they do this? It's simply because they thought it was robbery. They thought that Jesus Christ was robbing God of his glory. They look at this as blasphemy. Blasphemy. How dare you call yourself equal with God? Praise God. You see, but it was hidden from them at that time. Hallelujah. That he was revealing their glory. He was revealing the way back to that creation that is without spot, without blemish. Hallelujah. That creation that is flawless. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So everything in man right now has to be subdued. Let that mind of the Alpha and Omega take a hold on you. Let spiritual consciousness take a hold on you. Hallelujah. The way a man thinks is the way he is. Praise God. If you think that you are mortal, if you think that you are born, hallelujah, if you think that you have a kind of life apart from the eternal spirit of God, you are still in outer darkness. You are still in the old. Hallelujah. Allow Christ to come in and commune with you. Praise God. Submit yourself to Christ. Hallelujah. And realize this new thing. Praise God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 28, and when things, all things shall be subdued under him, then shall the Son of Man also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be what? All in all. Amen. That God may be what? All in all. Praise God. You see, when Adam put on the serpent mind, which is the mark of the beast, the mind of the beast, the nature of the beast, which is the natural man, the carnal man, when he put on a new consciousness, which is the consciousness of flesh and blood, you notice that he now had began to have a life of his own. Adam began to have, you know, a world of his own, a life of his own, an identity of his own. See, there was now Adam and God. All that was in his mind. See, but Jesus Christ says you have to lose your life. That life that you think that you have, you have to what? Lose it to gain it in the world to come, in the new age to come in Christ. If you want to gain that life of bliss, that life that never ends, that eternal life, you must let go of that life that you have put on in Adam. Praise God. Let go of it, and as you let go of it and put on the mind of Christ, the mind of God, you will discover that God is all, amen? There is no other than God. Besides him, there is no other one, hallelujah. We walk and have our being in him. And we all have our being in God. We walk in him and we have our being in God. Praise God. Paul says that henceforth I know no man after the flesh. If I know any man after the flesh, it's falsehood. I am still living in the old. But rather I know all men after the spirit. Praise God. Because right now I walk after that new consciousness. I walk in the revelation light of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if I walk after that mind of Christ, I no longer see any man as flesh and blood, but I rather know all men according to the spirit, according to originality, the way they are known of God. Hallelujah. For God is all in all, and God is that spirit, and God is the one that filleth all in all. Praise God. With this new consciousness, there is no more offense, no more need for vainglory, no more hate, no more bitterness, no more murders, no more lusts. You are liberated totally from the old man of sin. Praise God for the victory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Liberation comes by realizing this thing and putting on this new consciousness of the Alpha and Omega. Right now, it's already there. Just put it on. Hallelujah. This is the being born again that God is talking about. Paul says, be renewed in your mind. See, as you are renewed in your mind, putting on that new consciousness, a new heavens and a new earth is brought to the forefront. Hallelujah. And I live forever. I can never die. Hallelujah. Praise God. All things are beautiful. Hallelujah. Every man right now has to enter into the reality of the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Open your eyes and behold the glory of God that covereth the earth as the waters cover the sea. Open your eyes right now and behold the beauty of the Father that is everywhere, and walk in that reality right now. Praise God. So we can see that the new heavens and the new earth, the new dispensation, the new age, hallelujah, which is synonymous with the end of this age, is all about putting on a new consciousness. Hallelujah. I make all things new. That is the consciousness of the Alpha and Omega. It opens a new realm of bliss, a new realm of love, a new realm of victory, a new realm of all power. For that consciousness reigns upon the throne of God. That consciousness rules about above all. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you thought of it? When Noah was catapulted up to the peak of that mountain, Mount Ararat, which is an allegory of Mount Zion, have you thought of it? That Noah in reality put on a new consciousness. That is the message that God was passing to this generation. Noah put on a new consciousness. A new spiritual consciousness. Because that consciousness of the Alpha and Omega is a consciousness for the high places of the earth. It's a consciousness that belongs to the peak of Mount Zion. That is where God dwells. Hallelujah. That is the consciousness that opened up a new world for Noah. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when Noah entered, you know, into this new world, praise God, when he opened the ark, it was a new world. I make all things new. God blessed Noah. Genesis chapter 9 verse 1. God blessed Noah and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Noah entered into a new reality. And verse 2, let the fear of you and the dread of you be upon every beast and upon every fowl of the air and upon every all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hands are they delivered. Hallelujah. God has given you power over all flesh and blood. Hallelujah. God has given you power over all to have dominion to, and to rule over all. Hallelujah. Why? Because you have put on the consciousness of the Alpha and Omega. This is the new age of blessings and dominion. Hallelujah. This is the blessing and the dominion that was given to Adam. Remember when God said, let us create man in the beginning? In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, God gave him that dominion and that blessing. Hallelujah. That is the new man. That is the, you know, Paul calls him the man of God. See, the man of God is not someone that calls himself pastor. The man of God is not someone that, you know, that is good, that tries to be good and holy. Outwardly, no. The man of God is the one that has awoken to the consciousness of the Alpha and Omega. This is the new age consciousness. The consciousness of pure spirit. See, this consciousness is not a man. It is not Christian. It is not Muslim. It is not Buddha. It is not new age. It simply is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the new age. The new world of bliss. Hallelujah. It opens up a new world of perfect peace and stillness. No more fear. Praise God. Because all dominion and power is delivered unto you right now, this moment. Receive this message by faith wherever you are. Let it liberate you. Let this revelation of Christ in you dawn. Let it shine. Hallelujah. Awaken to a new consciousness. Let that mind that was in Christ Jesus rule in you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let that mind rule in you. Praise God. That mind that was in Christ Jesus, let it liberate you. Praise God. Let it open a new world of bliss and glory unto you. God bless you, brethren. Amen. Pleiades and Orion, turning darkness into the light of the dawn, and darkens day.
Spirit.